As we've been covering this issue of blue states automatically registering illegals to vote in federal elections, which is, of course, blatantly illegal, but they're doing it anyway. We have a quote from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He posted this on X, quote, "The White House has formally announced that Biden will veto the Republican bill that seeks to prevent non-citizens from voting. There is no hiding it now. Biden and the Democrats want illegal immigrants to vote in the election this November." Yes, Mr. Paxton, thank you for saying so. Exactly. He continues, "Our elections are not safe from mass interference as long as states do not require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections." Exactly. So what do we do about this? Well, I was going to issue a proposal here, and then I ran across this tweet from Albert Latham, who sort of encapsulates it even better than what I was planning. He says, quote, "There must be a red state coalition against any electoral votes coming from states which allow non-citizens to vote in federal elections. Make it clear now." And that's exactly what I was going to recommend, and this is critical. So red states across America, they need to pass legislation or issue declarations or whatever is necessary. I don't know the legal maneuvering that's required for this, and it probably varies state by state, but somehow the red states need to declare that they refuse to recognize electoral votes coming out of states where non-citizens are allowed to vote or automatically registered to vote, which is the case in nearly all blue states, by the way, and some swing states like Wisconsin. So, of course, the Democrats plan to cheat. They've been planning it for years. They kept the borders open. They brought in the illegals. They automatically registered them to vote as they were giving them driver's licenses, which is also crazy. Why should illegals have driver's licenses? It doesn't even make any sense. But they're registered to vote, and they are voting. And thus, it's the poison fruit of the tree. Those electoral votes from those states are null and void. They should not be recognized by the red states in any way whatsoever because they are fraudulent. So to summarize, we need the red states. They do need to form a kind of coalition, a kind of decree that says we will not recognize electoral votes from those states that allow non-citizens to vote. And that would mean California is out. And that right there, you know, that ensures that Joe Biden cannot become president. Now, if you do this, and this needs to be done, I'm endorsing this idea. This is exactly what needs to happen. If you do this, it's very likely that you end up in a situation where the blue states recognize Joe Biden as the winner, assuming he's the candidate, and the red states recognize Donald Trump as the winner. So right there, of course, you have a constitutional crisis. You've got roughly half the states disagreeing with the other half of the states about who is president. And the Supreme Court might get involved. Attorneys general might get involved. At some point, if it all breaks down, then gosh, you know, who knows? State guard troops might get involved. I don't know. I don't know where this might be going. But I do know this. We cannot allow blue states to just cheat and cheat and cheat their way through every election, which is what they've done in the 2018 midterms, in the 2020 general election, in the 2022 midterms, and they're going to do it again. They're going to keep on cheating until they're stopped. This is one way to stop them without requiring any sort of, you know, revolution or violence or anything of that kind. It's just to say, look, your electoral votes are null and void because they're rooted in fraud. You've allowed non-citizens to vote. In fact, you've registered them to vote. As a state-level function, you have given them access to voting. You've encouraged them to vote. And in some states, you've had the DMVs give them ballots to vote. So clearly, your state, California and others, your state cannot participate in a fair and free election. It's kind of like saying, you know, if you're going to cheat in a game of cards, then you're not allowed to play anymore. You know, if you're going to have an ace up your sleeve and you're going to palm cards and you're going to pull all kinds of shenanigans and, oh, you've got extra ace of spades in your boot or whatever, guess what? You're banned from playing at the card table. That's what needs to happen to the blue states right now. Ban them from participating in federal elections until they clean up their act. They've got to clean up their voting process and make sure that only citizens can vote. And until they do, they should be banned from having their electoral votes even count. And if that means that, let's say the blue states declare Biden the winner and they keep him in the fake White House sound set, you know, fake president in a fake White House, whatever, it might mean that Donald Trump needs to set up a new White House in a red state that the other red states recognize, like, this is the new capital of America. Seriously. Maybe it's in Texas. Maybe it's in Florida. Probably Florida. This is the new capital. And the red states would say, this is the president that we recognize because this is the legitimate election outcome, not the fake rigged election of the Democrats. And then the blue states can, you know, have their brain dead zombie president and have all their brain dead economic policies that drive their states into a financial oblivion, while the red states say, well, we're going to recognize Trump's executive orders and Trump's legislation, and we're actually going to create prosperity. We're going to create freedom, liberty, prosperity. We're going to allow America to produce and export energy. We're going to stop government censorship. You know, we're going to set up a government that works on behalf of the people rather than what the Democrats have, which is a criminal cabal in Washington, D.C. So Washington, D.C. can be nullified in this way, by the way. You might wonder, well, what about the senators and the members of Congress? Well, they can also just choose to recognize the actual red state victory, which is the only legitimate election that should count because only citizens were allowed to vote, you see? So it's actually simpler than people think. You don't have to overcome the Democrats' cheating. You just have to nullify their cheating. And then, you know, oh, if Joe Biden says, well, we're going to send F-16s to bomb you and we're going to unleash the military on you. Well, okay. He's not the only one who's got a military, it turns out. And a lot of the military won't be loyal to his orders anyway, because they know he's brain dead and they know he's a cheater and they know he's an anti-American. And a lot of members of the military are tired of all this nonsense and this cheating and food inflation and everything else. And they're ready to restore America. And that can't happen with blue states. Again, blue states will cheat on purpose. And even the people running the elections in the blue states that sit there counting the ballots or overseeing the ballot counting machines, they will deliberately cheat, just like they did in 2020. They have no loyalty to honesty or integrity or democracy or anything of the kind. They will rig and cheat and steal and lie, and they will do anything and everything to stay in power. And that has not changed. If you're sitting there thinking that, oh, this is going to be a better election and that, you know, Trump is popular enough to overcome the margin of cheating, I think you're thinking about this wrong. What if you can't overcome the margin of cheating? Because the margin of cheating is going to be massive. There's over, what, 10 to 15 million illegals that have come into the country since Joe Biden was president. So that's an extra potentially 10 plus million votes for Biden. How are you going to overcome that? You can't. You can't, right? So you have to nullify the cheaters. That's what needs to happen. This coalition of red states needs to say, look, we believe in democracy. We believe in honest, fair, and free elections. And we're only going to recognize elections that are carried out in a fair and honest way. It's very simple. We're no longer going to allow our president to be chosen by cheaters. And if the left wants to start a, you know, like a military war against the American people, well, hey, they were probably going to do that anyway. At some point, you have to say no. You have to draw a line in the sand and say, no, we refuse to go along with your cheating, with your fraud, with your felony vote rigging of the left. We refuse. And if the left wants to pick a fight over that, then it'll be a fight. But you can't just keep backing down and saying, oh, we'll get them next time, shucks. You know, there's not going to be a next time. You're going to end up in the FEMA camps. There's no next time. You know they're building the FEMA camps, right? They're going to put political dissidents in the FEMA camps. That's you. That's the conservatives. They're not for illegals. They're not for violent criminals. It's for Trump supporters to go into the camps. There will be no next time. You either take a stand and you defend the rule of law, you defend voting integrity, election integrity right now, and you defend it in every legal and ethical way that you can now, or you lose your country and you probably lose your life and you're done. You're overrun by illegals and communists and it's done. And that's, it looks like that's what's happening in France right now too. France is done. France is no more. They're trying to pull off the same thing in America. They may have pulled off some of that in the UK. They're overrunning even, you know, Germany and Spain and many other countries as well. They're trying to do it in America. If you want to save your country, you have to put your foot down and say, no, no more cheating here. So I want you to encourage, contact your governor, contact your attorney general, contact your representatives in the Senate and the House, and share this idea with them in your own words, in your own way, and say, look, we have to have a compact among red states to only recognize electoral votes from legitimate state elections. That is, elections that restrict federal voting only to citizens. I mean, it's common sense. This is what all elections should be. But if the Democrats are determined to cheat, then the red states need to say, well, you can cheat all you want, but your cheating results don't count. And that's what needs to be stated. So contact your representatives and make them aware of this idea and encourage this and share this on X and share this on other social media. Spread the word. You can repost this video if you like, this podcast. I'm on Rumble. I'm on X at Health Ranger. On Rumble, I'm Health Ranger Report. And by the way, don't forget, I'm broadcasting every Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Central Time on Rumble and X and Brighteon.com. And I'll be covering this in upcoming episodes as well. And look, if we have fair elections, I'm happy to recognize whoever wins legitimately. But we don't have fair elections. We have rigged elections. And we true Americans, we are living in a country that is about half populated by a bunch of cheaters and criminals and traffickers and pedophiles. And they hate America. They hate fair and free elections. They are willing to cheat. They've already proven it time and time again, and they're going to do it again unless they are somehow nullified or stopped from doing so. And this is the best idea that I've heard of how to nullify their cheating and not have to end up in, you know, some kind of open conflict with the blue states. Because let's face it, the blue states are going to destroy themselves at some point anyway. You know, as the dollar continues to lose value and real estate collapse accelerates in those blue states because everybody's leaving and they run out of money like California and Illinois, which is totally flat out broke. These blue cities especially are going to suffer a total economic collapse. And they've done that to themselves. New York City, the same way. Did you see Mayor Eric Adams there introduced an incredible new innovation for New York City? It's called a trash can. And he rolled out a trash can and he announced that, hey, everybody pick up a bag of trash like this. And he picked it up and he put it in the trash can and he closed the lid and then he high-fived his staff there. This was a press conference. New York City has discovered the trash can. This is an amazing innovation. It's a step up from just throwing your trash all over the streets of New York City, which I guess has been the way it's been handled up to now, you know, with the street rats and everything. Now they've invented trash cans. Amazing. Well, if New York City and LA and Sacramento and Seattle and Portland and Chicago and all these blue-tard cities, if they want to self-destruct and destroy themselves, that's their choice. There's not much we can do to stop them. But we don't have to let them drag us down with them. Their Titanic is sinking. And we don't have to chain ourselves to that ship and get dragged to the bottom of the Atlantic. Understood? Very simple. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia, and that's it. Okay, super simple, and it's real, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart, you know, it's got a nice berry flavor, and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C, and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get nattokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new, a few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane mushroom capsules. Organic lion's mane mushroom powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use lion's mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of lion's mane. But it can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable, decentralized free speech platform, but we also have brighteon.ai, and we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like, it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.